Greetings, I'm James Gillum with East City Stargate and As You Wish Talk Radio. We've got it's been quite a scramble. It seems like after the conference, they've really throttled us down here. We used to have a great upload and download speed, and I don't know what is going on. And we've done everything to boost it up, and something we're going to have to work on. We probably are going to eventually go to Starlink just because that's about the only thing we can maintain a really good signal on. But anyway, we're in the process of doing that. Hopefully that'll solve a lot of our problems here at East City. Lot of news. Yesterday was my birthday, and we had another massive ship fly over East City last night on schedule. And it always happens on my birthday. I'm not trying to brag, but it's just a little thing we have going on with the higher dimensional beings. But they always put on quite a show during my birthday, and I'm sure they're going to do it tonight as well. And but anyway, some of the things we saw, we checked Starlink launches and it did not match the timing. Today is the next Starlink launch. They did launch a telescope earlier, and their next launch is actually today. So this was yesterday, so it didn't match what they're talking about. So, and there's probably over 30 other large ships powering up and continuing into the wee hours of the morning. Film from two locations. So this will be up on Telegram. eSETI official chat, not eSETI official. Go to eSETI official chat. Make sure you have chat on there. Some of this is already up on the chat. And you can go to eSETI.org and check it out too as soon as we get it up. Might take us a couple more days to get it up because it's a lot of editing we have to do. We also posted an Art Bell interview with myself over 21 years ago, almost 22 years, talking about the different off-world visitors, providing evidence, as well as talking about the buried pyramids in Antarctica, which have now been revealed themselves. I mean, it's melted down. You can see them now. So go figure. And so we'll post the interview on the website along with other Art Bell interviews with triple PhD Boeing engineers, Air Force base commanders, air traffic controllers, all testifying as witnesses to the ongoing UFO activity, you know, a blast from the past. So it's just as current today. Everything I was talking about is happening now. So it's good to go and check that out. You know, another thing is, you know, what we film, one of these ships we film, we're going to play it. Let's go ahead and play that film because that clip, because it's interesting. And everybody thinks it's Starlink, but it doesn't fit the launch schedule. So can we hit that clip?
Yes. Yeah.
Oops, this is the orbs one.
Come on. Fly out into space.
Like
I want to see a ship go
looks
into
like
space.
The wrong right? Clips. More orbs. Looks like
that.
It's like somebody sent him the wrong clip. These are just orbs. You know. Let's go to the next clip. See, maybe it's on the next clip. It's been kind of hectic here. You know, we're just kind of recuperating from the conference. Anyway, the next clip may be the ship. If not, we've got some photos. Nope, more orbs.
Come on.
Can we just go to the next clip? It looks like she's sent
fly
you
out
two,
into space.
Two
I
orb
see a
clips
ship
and miss
go
the
into
video
space right now
on
from
the other
the
one.
Mountain.
But just pop a picture up. I know we have some pictures of it. I hope. Got a little chemtrail cough going on here. They've been spraying Hood River, and it blows over this area. Everybody here is like sneezing like crazy. But there we go. Well, there's a photograph of it. So anyway, the video is a lot better. I don't know what happened to the videos. I guess the wrong clips were sent. But we'll figure it out. But these are photographs of what went over. Now, people keep saying this is Starlink, but this has happened before. And this video, actually, the video of this thing, it actually goes into this tree and then it never comes out. It goes behind the tree and just vanishes. So If anybody has some ideas what this is, it doesn't fit the launch pattern of Starlink. So we checked that out, and I have no idea what this is, but it doesn't discount the other ships that were flying around it and through it. And so anyway, there was a whole lot of activity here, but we'll put up all the activity on the website and the Telegram channel at eSETI official chat. Remember, go to the chat and you can see it. So I know Telegram is really good about videos and things like that. It's great. We'll probably post it on Truth Social as well, which is kind of blow a lot of minds when that goes up, but we'll see. The another synchronistic event, you know, excuse me, boy. I had some stuff here that fixes that. Oh, here it is. Hang on 1 second. It's funny, my shelf fell down my desk. Couldn't get an internet connection. The shelf fell down. Everything that could go wrong did go wrong. And I'm really hoping they have this playing to the guests upstairs, but anyway, that's life. We're going to have to get used to problems like this because that's the way it's going to be. But anyway, another synchronistic event. Corey Good announced a group of from Andromeda, tall blue-skinned people that were revealing what is really going on. You know, who is who and their agendas in space. So anyway, the same group appeared to us previously calling themselves the Hue. Multiple witnesses were present. We'll see how this pans out, but I thought it was very interesting that he just released a little article about this group, the Hue, and what's really going on. So same group appeared here, so, you know, you can't deny that one. Same name. two major solar flares came in this weekend, again showing the Schumann resonance off the chart. This creates changes in the bioelectric fields in the human body, mood swings, emotional outbursts, and lethargy. Also severe weather and an increase in earthquake and volcanic activity. So, you know, hang on. People are going to be wigging out if they aren't already. We'll go further into that. But there's going to be some severe weather and probably some volcanic and earthquake activity following this. So it's just the way it works, folks. You know, in the news, looks like Joe's in trouble again. They found text messages that undeniably prove he received massive bribes from hostile foreign governments, which will eventually lead to his impeachment. The real collusion, not covered by the lamestream media, that will come forward despite their attempts to bury it. You know, have you heard any impeachment hearings? You know, FBI arrests, they're too busy with the January 26th extreme bias one-sided carnival accusing others of the false flag they created. You know, you might, you know, basically you might want to ask Nancy why the leaders of the orchestrated event, Ray Epps, who pushed the entrance into the Capitol building, there's videos of him screaming, go, go, you know, take over the building. You know, he was not arrested. And he called her repeatedly beforehand, like six calls went to her before this event happened. So, gee, what were they talking about? You know, why did she turn down the National Guard Trump tried to send, being responsible for the safety and protection of the Capitol building? It was her call, basically, and she turned it down. So anyway, according to the evidence, FBI agents and Antifa posing as Trump supporters planned to infiltrate the demonstration. It seemed the intent was to create chaos. This was revealed previously publicly on various social medias. Why is this not being addressed? So these are key things that need to be addressed. You know, why, who were these people that were pushing the event? And a lot of people just got swept up. I mean, they got swept in there by the crowds being pushed, you know, so they're still in jail. You know, they've got, you know, they're all of their rights have been completely trampled on. So, you know, these people took oaths, you know, all the politicians, all the agencies, all law enforcement, they take an oath to protect the people and the Constitution. And so now right to assembly, freedom of speech, I can go on and on, right to a fair trial, you know, speedy and fair trial. you know, they've obliterated all these rights. Now they're going after the Second Amendment. And, you know, these people are doing exactly opposite of what they took an oath to do. So I think that sums up the big T word. You know, we can probably take care of business pretty soon. But here's another one, speaking of the FBI and DOJ. And this is too crazy. Antifa is opening summer camps to indoctrinate kids into the radical ideology. Seems they have the full support, you know, due to non-action. I mean, might be a better way for the agencies to spend their time. Check out BLM as well if you can get into their mansion. Seems relatives are being paid hundreds of thousands of supporters' money to keep you out. You know, maybe they're just too busy covering the Biden family history of diddling kids, his son lying on a gun permit, tossing guns into trash cans, and finding incriminating diaries and other activities involving minors, which, you know, they're too busy arresting conservatives with past connections to Trump, you know, so with might not, they might not agree with the devolution of this country. So anyway, and if you're not paying attention, if you're not pissed off, you're not paying attention, because it's crazy what's going on. It's a one-sided thing. You know, this has to stop. You know, there's democracy. They're claiming the people of destroying democracy and trying to arrest them and all these other things. And they're the ones destroying a mockery. It's a mockery. It's not democracy. They run all over your basic rights. Okay, monkeypox outbreak has been declared emergency despite the majority of the WHO scientists voting no. So if monkeypox is not an airborne disease, and according to them, you can only get it in raves and nightclubs where, I'm going to be graphic here. Maybe I'll skip this one, where people are doing strange sex acts. And I won't go too further than that. By their own statements, they've said this. You know, and when asked who is screwing monkeys, you know, and how many people are going to raves having, you know, crazy sex to create this into an epidemic. You know, it's not an airborne disease. So, you know, one also needs to ask if the mask and lockdowns follow the real science. You know, could the monkeypox have possibly been in the jab along with a few other upcoming pandemics? You know, so we need to just look at this with logic, folks. It's beyond crazy. So this is probably going to get me off the air talking about this. But speaking of the jab, according to suppressed statistics, millions have died or are having severe reactions, including strokes and heart attacks. Healthy athletes are dropping like flies. And now Australia is demanding the police get quadruple jabs or lose their jobs and pensions. You know, this is looking a lot like Hitler, folks. It's getting pretty bad. And it looks like they just might want to join the other side if they want to live. So basically, I think eventually, as dark as this gets, you know, people are just going to jump ship. They have to if they want to survive. So now they're blaming the side effects of the jab on SADS, sudden death adult death syndrome, brought about by global warming. Man. Sorry, man, this lung thing has really got me. I don't know what was in that last chemtrail batch, but it was a doozy. But anyway, you know, they have a saying, never let a crisis go to waste, especially when you created it. You know, seriously, people, are we really this stupid? You know, the World Economic Forum and the global elite seem to think so. And so they're playing this thing out. And I can't believe people are actually falling for this. But, you know, this sudden adult death syndrome is not due to global warming. We know what it's due to. Anybody paying attention would know. Anyway, this is straight out of the Rockefeller playbook. If you want to hear, they warned us of, you know, that's part of their code. They think if they warn us and we don't do anything, they're void of karma. You know, how arrogant. Okay, let's spell it out for those who are a little slow and oblivious to the obvious. So we're going to go through this. And this was written. This is Lockstep, Rockefeller Foundation. And this is from their words. This is their words. Let's say first phase Take a mild cold or flu and use the media to create mass paranoia and fear. Create a flawed testing system to drive up the numbers. Did that. Use COVID-19 to blame all deaths and other diseases on COVID. Did that. Use COVID-19 to drive up the numbers. Did that. Create a lockdown and prevent protests and identity of any public resistance. Did that. Let me see. Second phase. First phase will lead to compromised immune systems through lack of food, social distancing, wearing masks, and the lack of contact with sunlight, healthy bacteria exposing them to 5G radiation. When sick people reenter society, it will justify longer and more potent lockdowns until everyone takes the vaccines. I want to add a note here. They're not vaccines. It's been established they're bioweapons created in bioweapon labs. So that's real science. And the people in charge of your health are complicit. They own the patents. The WHO, the CDC are not public agencies. They're heavily invested in perpetuating the pandemic. So anyway, that's my note to that. Third phase. If the majority of the people resist the vaccines, a weaponized SARS, HIV, where's virus will be released. A lot of people will die from this. It will be survival of the fittest. It will also be the ultimate push for everyone to get the vaccine. It'll create a war between the vaccinated and the unvaccinated and will create anarchy on both sides. Did that? Or they're doing that. They're in the middle of doing that. They're in the third phase right now. There's more to this. It goes on and on, but they spell it out. Everything that's unfolded, you know, they spelled it out. And people are still going for it. So anyway, that brings us to the destruction of the Georgia Guidestones, where it is written in stone. They want 94% of us dead. You know, it's written in stone. Yet people, doctors, nurses, legislators, and enforcement agents are still doing their bidding. You know, the doctors, nurses, and scientists with moral values warning people of the harmful side effects and deaths due to the vaccine, which are in truth a bioweapon, are being ridiculed, ignored, or knocked off like flies. So I want you to think about that 94%. For some reason, do you believe you're in the 6% that they're going to keep going? That if you do their bidding, that you'll be in the 6%? What about the police? They want you quadruple vaxxed. You know, the military, you know, 250,000 troops we're going to lose because they're not going to take the vax or refusing to take the vax. You know, so they're diminishing our police. They're diminishing our military. And it looks to me like they're working for some other country, you know, and it's pretty obvious anyway. So I love Laura Logan. I mean, she did a whole thing on this. And it's on our Telegram site, too, at eSETI official chat. Go and look at it. But she just nailed it. And she said she had an insider that has been investigating for like 2 or 3 years, you know, this whole program, what's going down. And he told her, he said, you're not thinking straight on this. You don't know what's really going on. You don't know how these people think. And that's why we just can't accept it. We can't accept that people would actually be that evil. And, but they are. And sorry, boy, I mean, they really don't want this out. So the global elite are a satanic Luciferian death cult, creating division between race, color, gender, religion, and countries. They told you exactly what they were going to do. And the useful idiots, hospitals, doctors, nurses, critically thinking, research impaired, and corrupt politicians all did their bidding. Greed, bribery, blackmail, or a special kind of stupid is how they pulled this off. So somewhere in that category, the people involved in this fit. You know, so you just have to figure out where you fit in this category, unless you didn't buy it. Wow. Funny how this is hitting me right now. Probably have some other energy behind it. And so here's my thing right here. Now they're after the children. And this is beyond sick. This, I can't even go to this. You know, Mary, the divine feminine, all these beings are screaming right now. They're saying, hands off the children. And they're pissed. And believe it or not, they're done. They're done with this, and they are coming forward. And so this, you know, why people go, why are they after the children? It's because they hate God, basically. And their God is Satan or Lucifer. And it is a war with the true creator within all creation. What better way to slap God in the face than to create pain, suffering, and death with the children? You know, Jesus said, what you do to the children, you do to God. And it's better to put a millstone around your neck and toss yourself into the sea than harm one of these, you know, talking about the children. So guess what? That's why they're going after the children. There's no other reason for it. And this is by their own admission. That's why. So, you know, the dumps, the underground places, the freeing of all these children down there, the adrenochrome, everything ties into this. It's beyond sick. I can't even, you know, what's happening right now. Most people drop to their knees when they see the sex trafficking, the child trafficking, all this stuff going on and the condition of these kids. So it's time to wake up and take a look at this. But anyway, you know, going back to Jesus, you know, any parent that takes their child to get the jab needs to never have children. I mean, that's a bold statement. You know, they're not responsible, cannot provide a safe, healthy environment, and are either in ignorance or willing participants in harming or the worst case scenario, killing their children. I'm just being blunt here for the sake of the children. Do the research, find out what's in that jab. You know, why do they call it the clot shot, the death jab? They have all these names for it. Look at the real statistics and look who's cashing in on it. Do the research. You know, that's a concerned parent would do that. So, and this may sound judgmental, but I have absolutely no respect for a parent that ignores the overwhelming evidence, you know, that the jab is unnecessary. There's little or no risk to children. In fact, it has severe side effects, including death and the continued denial with no effort to undo the problem makes one a total fail as a parent. And I'm just being blunt, and I'm doing this for the sake of the children. We need to wake up and stop this. You know, we can't be doing this anymore. And we need to wake up. These people have no moral compass, no empathy, no heart. They have but one agenda, and that is to destroy heaven on earth and to defeat God, basically. And you're in their way. So basically, that's who they are. We have to own it. Their actions have established their character and their agenda. And there's no other way of seeing this, folks. That's what it is. Now, I'll get in a lot of trouble for this, but I don't care. But anyway, whether or not you believe in God does not matter. You're in their sights, basically. You know, if you have two legs and walk, and even if you're in a chair, you're in their sights. 94%. Go look at the guide stones. You know, they, in their own words, they said they want at least 80% of us gone. And so, you know, you could fit the entire population of the globe and give them an acre and it won't even cover Texas. So this is another front. Anyway, we need to wake up for the sake of the children and the planet and unifying in the division. You know, we can't keep doing this. Be kind to each other. Whatever you can rectify or repair the damage, do it. You know, we're going to have to be brutally honest with ourselves if we're going to survive this. Stop serving the beast. Yes, they are evil and sick beyond redemption. This is now self-evident and will become increasingly evident. There are only two reasons for serving the beast. You're either morally challenged, evil, or a special kind of stupid. Somewhere along the line, you lost your soul. You better find it quick. So countries around the world are rising up. They're waking up and have had enough. The plans of the global leader are not frequency specific to the evolution or ascension process of Earth, which is well underway. The whole multidimensional universe is participating in the awakening and healing of humanity and the Earth. Forces beyond the comprehension of most. All I have to say is good luck with that. And no, nothing is or will be hidden. Everything is being revealed. The action, reaction, or karma is also being accelerated. You know, enjoy the fall. You earned it. You know, the children, we're the last straw. And this will not be tolerated on any level. So anyway, Excuse me, but this is weird. I don't know. It's almost like I'm under some kind of psychic attack to stop me from talking. But anyway, that won't work out. Can move that out real easy. All right. I want to give a big shout out to Laura Logan. I love that woman. She's spelling it all out and has shunned the legacy media, including Fox News. They've all shunned her, and she needs to get back on the air. Fox News, bring her back. You need her. You know, stop sugarcoating things. You know, she tells it like it is. Also watch the Aman Jabi and Dr. Carrie Madej, I believe I'm spelling that right, interviews. And then they're both on eSETI official chat Telegram. So check those out. You really need to watch those to make sense of what's going on. Because none of this makes sense unless you know the whole story. There's a few more things I wanted to talk about. But anyway, let me take a minute and get rid of whatever's screwing with me. All right, it feels better. Yeah, the unbelievable. Didn't work out, guys. It got out, so you might as well give it up. There's so much going on out there. It is beyond imagination right now. I never thought things could crash this fast and fall so fast. And I really thought more people would stand up and wise up. I'm blown away at how many people are willing participants in all of this. And people we depend on, you know, we depend on leadership. And now we're seeing how corrupt that leadership is on every level. And the people within that leadership have got to stand up and remember their oath and start, you know, protecting the Constitution and the people. That's it. The Constitution is a very divinely inspired document. And whoever's trespassing on it, they need to be held accountable because they took an oath. And if you don't believe in it, get out. It's that simple. You should not be in office. You know, if you're trespassing on people's free speech, if you're trespassing on people's right to assembly, if you're trespassing on even people's right to bear arms, you know, all of that. If you're trying to put out all this legislation to censor the conservatives and punish the conservatives, and you're participating in this and not doing what you need to do to stop it, you shouldn't be in any leadership, you know, position whatsoever, period. And this includes enforcement agencies and the military. But I think the military is about ready to open up a big can of whoop ass. So grab your popcorn and watch the show. There's massive Pleiadian and Centauri Bs, Orion Council of Light ships here. They're here. The councils are all involved. You know, all the different councils are involved, and they're coming in now. And if these guys think they're a match for this that's coming in, you know, you're in for a really rude awakening, because they are some of them are thousands, if not millions, if not billions of years ahead of us in consciousness and technology. So. You know, we got to rise to the occasion. Basically, the whole planet has to rise. There's no way out. this is a natural process. We're moving into a highly energized place in space. The sun is doing its thing. The Schumann resonance is off the scale. The electromagnetic light spectrum has new bands in it. It's undeniable. The cosmic ray index is off the scale. You know, we're going through genetic alterations on every level. It's affecting every level. And it's part of our natural evolution, basically. But there's, it might be, a, might want to call it cosmic evolution to go through this phase. Many talk about it. Many different religions talk about it. We're in it, you know. So, you know, it boils down to two things. We need to be kind and loving to each other and the planet, and really start creating heaven on earth, because the other guys want to create hell on earth, and that's what it's boiling down to. And I don't care if you're religious or not religious. I'm not a religious person. I'm a very spiritual person. I've died twice. I know what's on the other side. I know about the other dimensions. I know who's who and who's involved in this. I know who's involved in this on the darkest levels, and I know who's involved with this on the highest levels. And they're coming together here. So guess who wins? So, you know, whatever image you want to give God, it doesn't matter. You know, it's omnipresent. It's the Creator's omnipresent within all creation. You know, it's a limited image. Most theologians that have really done the research realize that the name for God, Elohim, is plural. The gods, the bearded gods, is where almost all of our religions and all of our stories came from. But who created them? So we have to go one step above and realize the earth has been colonized many times from the stars. And we've gone through huge cataclysms, pole shifts, volcanoes going off, massive wars, major resets, and we're about ready to do it again. And it's Atlantis and Lemuria all over again. So in Atlantis, the elite there decided to use technology, and they wanted to control and dominate everything. And I don't know if that doesn't sound familiar to you now, but it's happening right now. They want to know every aspect of your life and control every aspect of your life through technology. And they want to choose who eats, you know, who sleeps, who's healthy, and who's gone. You know, that's their goal, basically. So there's another aspect, which is the Lemurian who saw the Creator in all creation, the unseen God. And they lived accordingly. You know, their family was everyone. Their earth was their family. All life was their family. And this is kind of passed down in a lot of Native American traditions and indigenous cultures. But the people that are worshiping technology are going to fulfill the Hopi prophecies. And it talks about those who worship technology. They want to control and dominate everything. And they move so far away from living a spiritual, healthy, natural life that their world ended. You know, it went on a downward spiral and crashed. And so, and the people that chose the spiritual path, live a spiritual life in harmony with each other and nature, they continued. And they continued to evolve, you know. So, you know, and we're seeing that, you know, they're talking about this big shift that's going to happen, you know, and everybody talks about it differently, but, you know, where there'll be two people in the field and one will just disappear and two will stay or whatever, two will disappear. There's all kinds of different stories about that. A bifurcation of worlds, a split, you know, and, you know, this is going to be a shock to some people, but there's at least eight Earths and they're just out of phase from each other. So that can happen very easily. When you do Yigong, people phase out. Where do they go when they phase out? Like alternative reality. You know, they go to one of those other Earths. So you can go back and forth, and we do a lot. We're just not aware of it. But there's a lot going on, and this is really out in the taking a walk on the wild side. But there's a big cleanup that has to happen on every level. And it's not just within the business and the religious communities and the political communities. It's within the UFO communities. It's within the spiritual communities as well. You know, we need to come clean with ourselves and our true agendas and motives. You know, there's people in this business that should not be, it's not supposed to be a business, basically. And we have to survive. I'm going to talk about that next newsletter. So sign up for our newsletter. It's free at ESETI. But, you know, here, we started this in 1986, and I wrote the books about all this stuff in 1982. And I've been going on talk shows and everything, talking about who's who, what's happening, what's unfolding, and talking about the Illuminati and their plans and the global elite and all of this stuff, you know, since 1982. And it's all here. We've talked about the major quakes that have hit right on cue. And speaking of cue, it's another one that gets you censored. But I gotta say, all right. So, but anyway, we're in the middle of this process, and you know, there's a lot of people that are just left brain. I mean, there's some people at the conference that came here that are very left brain. And they're trying to make sense of all the stuff in the sky. They're saying, you know, power ups, right angle turns, things responding to people on the ground, the orbs, all the stuff. And, you know, they are very staunch left brainers, and they could not. They go, I can't explain any of this, but I'm still working on it. So good luck with that. I mean, you're not going to, you know, the old Occam's razor, sometimes it's the obvious. You know, it's the obvious there's multidimensional things going on and we can't deny it. But anyway, everything on this dimension owes its existence to the next dimension up. And that dimension owes its existence to the dimension above that. And energy is flowing from the Godhead, whatever you want to call it. It's coming down through all the dimensions and it's manifesting here in the physical. So basically we're just condensed consciousness and energy, condensed light. That's what we are. And you know, this is an illusion, like Einstein said, but you know, it's a very persistent one. So I I don't want to discount the earth and nature, because what you do here in the physical weighs either light or heavy in the next dimension when you cross over. So you can't just discount this and say it's an illusion so I can do whatever I want. It doesn't work that way. Your soul knows better. Your soul is keeping your books. And your ego and your intellect thinks it can outwit the soul and outwit the source or creator, but you can't. And that's the problem. There's so many people locked in their egos and their personalities, and they're doing things they know in their soul are wrong. They're harmful to humanity and the earth. And there's people out there, even in the New Age community, will say, you're in judgment, you know? No, I'm just discerning. Or they say, evil doesn't exist. If you see evil, it's in you. Well, evil is here before I incarnated, and it's going to be here after I incarnate. You know, it depends on how long I live, because we are going through a big shift. A lot of it's going to take itself out. But anyway, there's a lot of misnomers in this, but the creator is omnipresent in all creation on every dimension, right down to the physical. So we need to treat it accordingly, treat each other and treat the planet accordingly. And which I want to get into, we've been so social engineered, we need to step back and look at things. So we have all these guys screaming, global warming, the oceans are going to rise, we're all going to die. And they're showing these things on the news. And the background used to be green. Now it's all red, like the whole planet is burning up. It's not. And they're showing fake charts and everything else. The real chart is flatlined. It's hardly any change whatsoever. And in fact, if you use the raw data, we're actually cooling down. The oceans haven't risen. And all these people that are screaming the loudest about global warming are buying beach houses. You know, Obama, Gore, all these people, all these politicians that are screaming the loudest to get your vote are buying homes right on the beach, you know? So why? Because they know, you know, the oceans haven't risen, you know, some have actually fallen and the rise in oceans is minuscule. It's like millimeters, you know, like 100 years from now, we might get our ankles wet where we were walking on sand. You know, other places you might, you know, be walking on sand where your ankles were wet. The earth's always moving. It's always changing. But anyway, even same thing with the poles. They're changing. It's more ice on one side and less ice on the, it goes back and forth. You know, this is all a lot of the melting in the Antarctic is not because of the weather. It's because of things under the Antarctic, you know, that are being activated. And so anyway, there's so much going on right now. There's no way we can cover all of it, but just keep an open mind, a loving heart, and pure intent, and you'll get through a lot of this stuff. But you're going to have to turn off your TVs. It's like, you know, just basic channels on the internet have more viewers than CNN and MSNBC right now, because they are so biased. And a lot of the reporters are coming out and they're saying, hey, I can't do this anymore. You know, it's like, I can't keep lying to the people. And then there's those that are just, they're going to lie no matter what. They're going to say whatever they're told to say, and they're going to try to get you emotionally charged up and everything. So, and just like this global warming thing, they've got all these activists now and the children, and they're warping kids' minds in school and all the gender crap and everything else. It's just like, come on, guys, you know, it's like kids don't know what they want. You know, they're exploring, they're figuring shit out, leave them alone. You know, even saying that word probably lost a few of you, but leave the kids alone, let them figure things out themselves. You know, we don't have to start, you know, all this stuff is coming from on high and trickling down. The gender division is coming from the highest levels and infiltrating the schools, you know, and having a lot of these things they're doing in the schools. These are pedophiles they're letting in the schools, and to condition the kids, you know, groom the kids. And you even saying that word now gets you off the air. It's Sodom and Gomorrah all over again, basically. And then now there's a lot of these new age guys that are coming out and channels, and they're saying everything was wrong and Yahweh was evil, and you know, Lucifer is the light bearer, he's the good guy, and you know, I'm hearing all this nonsense, and they don't know the real history. And they think if they just go against the basics, they're going to get a bigger audience. They're trying to hook all the people that, you know, are conspiracy theorists and things like that. Well, most of the conspiracy theories are actually facts. You know, they've all revealed themselves now. So I don't know when we're going to do something about it, but it's all out there. But anyway, come on, guys. You got to go in your heart and feel, you know, there's a prophecy, you know, next they're gonna, I've already heard this one. Jesus didn't exist. He never happened. His teachings weren't what they taught, what they teach in a lot of churches, but he did exist, you know, and his life was his teaching. You know, don't take the words that they keep jamming down your throat. The fear, the guilt, and then worthiness and the separation game were never his teachings. So just drop that, you know, drop that whole program. And don't think you're the chosen one, because no matter how much you try, you can't separate yourself from omnipresence. So I don't care if you're a little pygmy somewhere in the middle of Africa, or if you're this scientist, a rocket scientist, it doesn't matter. You know, you can create whatever identity you want, but there's only one consciousness, and there's one unified field. And we all exist in it, and we're all connected. And, you know, no matter how much you try, you can't get out of it. You cannot separate yourself from Creator. It's impossible. You can live the illusion. You can create blocks. You can create beliefs. There's always a lie in belief. Remember that. You can divide yourself through religions, through politics, through whatever. You know, you through gender, you can divide yourself. But the bottom line is, you can't. It's impossible to separate yourself from omnipresence, from the unified field. You wouldn't exist. So we're all playing these games. So within the unified field. So it's time to wake up and choose a new game, you know. And that's where we need to go. We need to wake up and choose a new game, because this game's about ready to come to a close. And depends on our parts and how we play them. But the game is coming to a close either way, you know. Whatever you want to call it, creator, great spirit, God, you know, God wins, period, in the end. So these people that are doing things that are against universal law, these people that are enslaving people, causing harm to others, destroying the planet, everything, you know, these are the very people that are going to get the carbon credits that you're all your green warriors are fighting for. You've been duped into fighting for, you know, they don't give a damn about the planet. They just, they want you to be their servants, basically. That's it. They want you to play the game, and they want to control you. And that's how they do it, through these things. So follow the money. You know, it's like, you know, if somebody is really cleaning up the planet, get behind him. If somebody's ushering in, you know, clean fuelless technology, anti-gravity, counter-gravity, get behind them. They're the ones doing the work. You know, if somebody's out there picking up bottles and picking up plastic and put it, you know, in a place where it can be recycled, you know, get behind them. You know, they're doing the work. If somebody's taking care of the children, you know, and providing healing, however that may manifest, you know, assist them, get it out there. You know, there's so many ways of curing diseases out there that are not available through standard medicine. So you got to start looking at the alternative ways of healing yourself and clearing these energies out, because the other ways are actually taking you in the opposite direction. So it's creating dependencies and taking you down a very dark road. But we've given our power away to all these people, and they've abused it, and they've turned it against us. So now it's time to take it back. So I want to leave on this note, basically, is that the only reason anybody has any power over you is because you want something from them. You either want their love, their acceptance, their approval. You want their support, either emotionally or financial. That's how they enslave everybody, through dependency. And we need to become sovereign and take care of ourselves and take care of each other and stop depending on these mega institutions, because they're looking out for the institutions and not looking out for you. I don't care if it's a political institution, a religious institution, a business institution. They're looking out for the institution and their position in that institution. So it's time for us to withdraw our energies and start taking care of each other. And that's basically the only way out right now. And so mass exodus time, folks. You know, get out in nature, plant your fruit trees, plant your gardens, get a good water source. And if you're stuck in the cities, do what you can to wake your neighbors up and what's really going on, and stop being willing participants in your own demise, because that's where a lot of people are going. And, you know, the Illuminati boys call you useful idiots, and it's sad, you know, but people are participating, you know, either in ignorance or willingly in their own demise and their family's demise and the planet's demise. And so anyway, this has got to come to an end. If you want to know what the messages of the ETs are, the spiritually and technologically advanced ETs, it's the same message that all the masters, saints, and sages have been delivering, you know, for thousands of years. And they want us to operate under universal law, you know, and that's basically universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom, and prosperity for everyone. That's universal law. And that's written in the Constitution. A lot of that is. And the Bill of Rights, you know, all of those are God-given rights. And anybody that's trying to take those away from you are not your friend, and they're not your savior, and they're not going to bring security, or either financial or physical security. They're actually going to go in the opposite direction. And I want you to think about this. Name me one tyrant, one either socialist or communist or tyrant, that has really worked out in the highest and best good of the people. And name me one time when they took everybody's guns away that worked out in the highest and best good of the people. You know, that ended in the death of millions, millions upon millions. And that's their game book. So when they're trying to take away your freedom of speech, your right to assembly, you know, right to a speedy and fair trial, and your guns, just remember, these are the people working for the tyrants, the global elite, the Illuminati, whatever you want to call these people. And they are a satanic Luciferian death cult, period. You know, by their actions, they've defined themselves. So time to wake up, time to pay attention, and time to get behind the people that are bringing this information out. You know, we are so heavily blackballed because we've talked about this in the past. And so you're not going to see us at the major events, the major spiritual or UFO conferences and things like that, because we have called out, you know, what's really going on and who's behind this. And they've all been infiltrated now. So, and it's all about the Benjamins, the big bucks. So anyway, you know, it's not what you think. And the people that act like they're on your side most likely are on the side of the other guys. So it's called planned opposition. So pay attention and don't judge them by what they say, judge them by what they do. What do they do when they're off the pulpit? You know, when they're off the camera, what do? How do they behave? You know, this charade that's going on, or charade, whatever you want to call it. It's so ridiculous right now. If you're like 10% awake, you can see it. You know, what's with the fake handcuffs and all the other stuff they're doing? All the, you know, it's all theater. So anyway, time to pull out of it. Take care of yourselves. Take care of your family. You know, get your affairs in order. Make sure you've got clean water, a good food source, and big supply of popcorn, and enjoy the show. Anyway, enough said. Hopefully we'll have another show next week. Who knows? We're getting hit on every level here. So have a great evening. And we're keeping everybody in our hearts and prayers. And I hope we can pray and keep everybody else in our hearts as well. Good night. Thank you.